the call is for you, right? I thought about me personally. So when someone calls, I check who's calling, right? And then chances are I'll ignore the call if you don't want to talk to you, right? The call is mine. The person is calling me directly to talk to me, right? Guys, I'm here. Why is she important, not me? So yeah, so I look at that, I'm like, who's calling? And I see that it's Tabile. I'm like, church people, it's Tuesday. Nope, I'm not answering, right? And then Tabile decides to call me on, let's say, the office line, right? And somebody else answers. And they say, you have a call, and I'm going to ask who's calling, right? And it's still my decision again to say whether that person should say I'm busy or for me to take the phone and talk to the person, right? How many of you guys do that? So you guys ignore people when they call you? Wow. Okay, cool. So yeah, and this really spoke to me. So this is what God does as well. God speaks to us and we like, no, I'm not ready. I don't want to talk to you now. And we ignore it. And then he sends other people to actually tell us that, hey, God is on the line. He wants to talk to you. And you still make a decision if you want to hear what God is saying. You're like, nah, not now, God. I'm busy. Let's talk later. Or I'll call you back. And then we don't call because we're not happy with the content or the message that God is telling us at that time. So when God is telling you that, hey, leave everything that you're doing. This is what I've created you for. You need to do this thing right now for this, for your entire life. And you're like, yeah, maybe not. Let's talk later. And then he calls you again. You're like, it's God again. And then you ignore the call. And then he sends a prophet to tell you about exactly the same thing that you know. You're like, I'm not ready. I'm still young. And that keeps going on and on and on until whether you take it or not, until you decide what you want to do with that. So I have a question for you guys. All right, it works. So this is a question, right? So the reason I chose that picture as well before we talk about the question is that most of the things that God says or our purpose and our callings, most of the time they frustrate us, right? Immediately when we know, most of the time they frustrate us until we actually are ready to sacrifice everything else and accept what God is saying about our lives. And most of the time as well, when we don't know, we live in frustration. We're like, why am I on earth? Is there a purpose for me to be here? So both things come with frustrations and sacrifices, right? How many of you guys know your calling and your purpose on earth? Do you know your purpose, ma'am? Do you know your purpose? Do you know your purpose? And how do you guys feel about it, not knowing? How do you feel, Chief? It's not nice. Hi, how are you? Good, good. How do you feel, Miles? You don't know how you feel? How do you feel, bro? Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating as well when you see other people living in their purpose, right? And they know they're calling and they're flourishing. You're like, what about me? Doesn't God love me? Why is God talking to other people and not me? And I'm praying and I'm praying. Why am I still in the same situation, right? So for like 5 minutes, you guys in your groups can discuss this. What on earth are you here for? And choose one person that is. So you can talk about the things that you think you are here for in this season, right? Thank you. So we have like 5 minutes to discuss. Are you guys done? Are you done? Okay, cool. So, this thing again. So the Bible makes it very clear that God created men that... Yeah, the Bible makes it very clear that God created man and that he created him for his glory. So that's Isaiah 43, verse 7. Therefore, the ultimate purpose of man, according to the Bible, is simply to glorify God or give glory to God. Amen. So what did you guys say in your groups? What was the answer from this group? Okay. Tell us one.
All of them. what on earth are you here for? To glorify God, to be the light in the world, to serve, to lead, to do what you love and enjoy. IDK, we exist to honor God and make disciples. To represent God, to achieve the impossible. Isaiah 43, verse 7.
Amen. So from this group.
Okay. So we were talking and we came up with the fact that the greatest commandment is to love your God and love your neighbors as you love yourself. So we feel like our purpose on earth is to love. Love God, love people, spread love, be love to those who feel unloved. Yeah.
Thank you. So how do you know that I'm unloved? Because my Instagram is saying I'm living my best life. This group, okay.
You will pass it.
So in this group, we spoke about, so most people said they didn't know their purpose, but they felt that they were willing to go on an adventure and discovering that and things that they were interested in. So one lady said that she is interested in imparting knowledge, so she's a researcher. She feels like that's how her purpose is served. And other people said they felt that they were strong in dance and sports and they could use that to fulfill their purpose. So, yeah.
Thank you. So I don't have to preach. You guys know already, right? You sorted, I can sit down. So, yeah, like I said, Isaiah 43 verse 7 says that our purpose on earth is to glorify God, yes. And then I went on and read on Jeremiah 1 verse 5, and he says that, I knew before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. So this was God talking to Jeremiah, and at this time, Jeremiah was still very young. I'm not sure how old he was at the time because I wasn't there, but I believe that he was young because he's saying that I can speak because I am too young, right? So when I look at this scripture, Jeremiah is actually saying to God that he's young, like we are young, right? Like, we're very young. Like, I'm too young myself for the things that God says I should do on this earth. But what I like about this scripture is that when he said here that appointed you as my prophet for the nation. So for many of us, we have the tools now to be prophets. So to give a simple description of a prophet is someone that works with God and listens to God and hears what God is saying and then relay or conveys or tells a message to somebody else, right? So if you work with God, chances are God is going to talk to you every day. Every day of your life, God is going to talk to you. When you pray, when you read your Bible, when you like having a quiet time, chances are God is going to speak to you. Sometimes even when you're sleeping and you're dreaming, God will like be saying that this is what is happening, this is what you need to do, right? So now when you tell me that this is the move of God in this season, this is what God is doing right now in our lives, chances are everyone else will start calling you a prophet, right? Yo, guys, this class, Why are you guys so quiet? No, you're not listening. You're quiet. So basically here, God was saying to Jeremiah that everything that is going to happen in his life, he's going to walk with him. So Jeremiah is not going to be alone in this situation. So whatever God says that you should do right now, whatever God says that he has called you for, whatever God says that it's your purpose on earth, it's not going to give you that purpose or that calling and just walk away from you. But it's going to make sure that he walks with you every day of your life, whether you sin, whether you do right things, whether you do bad things, all those things, God will make sure that he will keep on reminding you even when you're not praying. Right? So I'll just give you an example with my life. So I knew my calling. Well, yeah, when I was like, how old am I now? 19. So when I was very young, I think I was doing my first year. And God literally, I had the same dream 3 times in 1 month, right? And the last Sunday after the third dream that I had, there was a prophet at church that confirmed everything, right? I was like, oh yeah, that sounds so nice, but I'll do that when I'm like 40. Because I'm still living my best life, everything is nice. I mean, doing the Lord's work sounds all nice, but what am I gonna eat? I can't eat the Holy Spirit, right? And obviously, at the time, there were things that I really enjoyed doing. And whenever I read the Bible literally say that you need to stop this thing, you need to stop this thing, you need to stop this thing. And I'm like, I'm not ready. So it literally took me like, okay, I'm going to reveal my age if I tell you the time. So it took a long time for me to actually accept my calling and say, okay, God, I hear what you're saying and I'll try it out, right? When I started trying it out, I actually started realizing that I'm enjoying what God said I should do, right? And I started seeing people's lives being transformed by the smallest of things. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll do it half, not all the way, right? I'll still keep some of my sins because, I mean, they're nice, and I just do other things, right? Until a time where God was like, but in a process, you're sabotaging yourself because you could be far right now with life. The friends that you're trying to please and everyone else that you're trying to please and everyone else that you're scared of, they don't really care about that because they all also have their own struggles. I was like, okay, I'll go 75%. And it was still nice and everything until I realized again that I'm sabotaging myself. So now I'm on 99 and yeah, God is good. So with everything that I said now, this was happening in my life, right? So I read this as well, and he said that there's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to rebuild, right? So with this, again, God was literally saying to me that, well, you had your time of 10%, living for me for 10%. You had a time for you to pretend, time for you to do all those things. But with the last one, like chapter 3, it says that a time to kill and a time to heal. So I had to kill everything else that was stopping me from living a right life with God. So kill all my relationships that were toxic, kill all my relationships that were pushing me away from God, kill all, everything that was like, not good. And then from there, after killing it, obviously you are broken after that because you're starting a new life. You don't know if it's going to work out for you or not. And then I started with the healing process, right? Because some of the things I spoke about it the last time I was talking that with my dad as well, because my dad is a preacher, I had so many issues with my dad that pushed me away from God as well. So the time to heal, then I had to start fixing things with my dad so that I can be in the right standing with God as well. So, and then time to tear down and time to rebuild. So tear down all my old relationships, build new relationships with people that are in Christ, and that really helped a lot. Amen. So there's this one quote I wrote. Sometimes I write quotes. I'm smart sometimes. So it says, our calling and purpose are a gift from God, and we cannot work into them, but it's by God's grace for us to receive them. Yet it's our responsibility to work with God and hear from Him. Should I repeat it? Our calling and purpose are a gift from God, and we cannot work our way into them, but it's by God's grace for us to receive them. Yet it's our responsibility to work with God and hear from Him. So basically what this means is we don't choose our calling and we don't choose our purpose. Because if we look at Jeremiah that we read, 1 verse 5, it actually says that before He formed us in our mother's womb, He already knew us. Meaning that He didn't wait for us to be born for us to have a purpose or for us to choose and decide what we want to do with our lives in terms of purpose and calling. All right? So when you feel like you don't know your purpose and you don't know your calling, you keep on working with God and doing what God says you should do until the time where God reveals what on earth you're here for. And then from there, you start living a life of purpose and calling. But in the meantime, our purpose right now is to love God and work with God and know who God is in our lives and actually listen to God. Amen. Because if I'm a preacher or I'm a singer, I'm a dancer and whatever, there can never be that because you're my friend, automatically your purpose is to do what I do. Right? And I get worried as well when teenagers are like, we are a squad and this is what we do. And that time, only two people in the group of 10 people are doing what they're supposed to do, and they are the leaders in the squad and they're flourishing because they're living in their purpose. But everyone else in the group, they're like, yeah, we go in there. And then when the leaders go in this, they're like, yeah. And then when the time comes for them to live a life of purpose in what God has created them for, then it becomes hard for them to break away from that group. And then they start sacrificing what God said they should do in their lives and in the season and in that time because they still want to be part of that group because their identity is created around that group. So it's very dangerous as well, living a life or living a purpose of somebody else, right? So Romans 18:8 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So we had this discussion on Friday with the grade nines, because I mean, the grade nines are the best, right? Any grade nines in the house? Any grade nines? I see you, fam. I see you. So we answered this question as well. And the answer was, if God has created you for a certain thing, it doesn't necessarily that the day you're born, you're going to live your purpose. But basically means that all things will work together for your good. And then when the time is right, God will place you into the space that he wants you to be, and you'll flourish and you'll lead and you change people's lives. And you used an example of someone studying medicine and they're called to run an orphanage. Right. So everything that they learn at school, whatever they do, medicine stuff, biology things, sicknesses, and whatever that they learn there. When God says, now is your time to live your purpose, when they start being in the field of whatever they do at an orphanage, then it becomes very easy for them to treat the children, to know, okay, this child is sick, this is the situation, this is the medicine that we need for this child. So it becomes very easy for them to flourish in the space that God has called them for. Right? So meaning that there's nothing wasted in Christ. So whatever God allows us to go through and be through is simply that when the time has come for us to live a life of purpose, then we flourish. Yeah? So you're not wasting your time at school. If you feel like, yeah, I'm going to school, what if my calling is to preach? What am I going to do with science? Well, you're going to be a preacher that is going to make it easy for people to understand science and God. Right? So when you're like, yeah, but my mother's always angry and beating me and whatever, what if my calling is for me to be a father, right? Then it becomes easy for you to be a father because you know how it feels when your parent is treating you in a certain way. So you treat your children differently. So this is exactly what the scripture is saying, that all things work together, right? So, oh, time. So yes, and another simple story about me. So I studied banking. I was like, yay, I'm going to be a bank. I'm going to make money, right? And God was like, no, I'm teaching you about all these numbers, about all these processes, about all these frustrations, about all these principles, so that you may understand my principles as well. So now when we're talking about offering, I know that, okay, 10% is for God, and then the rest of the money might be mine, but I cannot use 90% of what God is giving me, and then I'm able to influence other people to work with me and make money to help other people. So all the time that I was in the bank and everything was not wasted. So you'd have someone else as well that is saying to you that, they know their purpose and they're excited and everything else, but that time they're just living in the moment. And believe you me, even if it's not your purpose, you'll still flourish if God wants you to flourish. Like I said, all things work together for your good. But what you always need to know is that when God comes through and says, this is the time for you to walk with me and live in my presence and influence people and change people's lives or pray for people and do all those kind of things, you need to know that God has given you your entire life to enjoy what you wanted to do. And then when he says now it's his time for you to walk with him, then you need to be able to let go and sacrifice everything for the sake of the kingdom of God and for his glory. Amen. So we have three questions. The first one is, do you know anyone living out their purpose? Right? And so you need to name that person and say why. And then, what have you learned about purpose your whole life, not just today? And the third one is, are you going to allow God to lead you to your purpose and calling? So we have like 10 minutes to discuss that. Amen. So yes, guys, I'm just going to ask you guys to answer the first question only. Né? Which group do I want to start? First question only.
For me, my dad, he's living out his purpose with bringing glory to God and fulfilling his passion.
Thank you.
So I know this other guy called Neo. So like, Neo, this guy's name's Neo. So like, he leads people to Christ and is helping young people find their purposes. So yeah. Huh? Yeah, he thinks he's doing it, but yeah.
Thank you. We don't know who that is, but thanks. This group?
Oh, I don't know. We were all doing the first question. I said my mom because she's very helpful and she dedicates her life to helping us.
I don't know if it's deep or cute, but yeah, something like that. So, yes, guys, and the next slide. Dish. So, a healthy relationship with God will unlock your purpose, and God wants to use that for his glory, right? So, as I was thinking right now, one of our favorite scriptures, me and my friends, is John 10, verse 10, which says that the enemy has come to steal. Yes. And with that, the reason me and my friends like the scripture is that we always remind each other that if you are here to steal, kill, and destroy my purpose and calling for God, then you're an enemy. So always remember that with your friends as well. And we're done for today. I'm just going to pray. And we are here. So Lord, we thank you that you're a good Father. And Father God, I pray that when you call us, Lord, we may be able, Father God, to hear, and not only hear, Father God, but be able to talk to you and ask questions, Lord, that you may reveal, Father God, even further the purpose and the vision, Father God, for our lives. And Lord, I pray that as we walk home today, Lord Jesus Christ, that the whole week, Lord, as devotions come, Father God, that you keep reminding us, Father God, that, Father God, we've been created for your purpose. And Lord, I pray that our lives, Father God, may not be lies, Father God, like anybody else's, Lord, because we're different and we're unique. And Father God, only us, Father God, as individuals, we're created, Father God, for your purpose, Lord. It's not a group work, Father God, but it's for individuals. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that we're continually working with you, Lord, and listening and hearing from you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.